Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash on September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli, and with me in the right seat coming in just a moment is Christopher Smith, the Grand Poobah of Right Thinking, and that is a double entendre intended. Well, we want to announce the winner to this week's contest. If you didn't know, all week long we've been promoting people coming to the website for the station and signing up with their email address to enter our contest. So you can go to the station website, 1060 The Biz, so do the numeric, you know, 1060, thebiz.com, and in the top left corner is a place to sign up. So this week's winner is going to win a $100 gift certificate to a Touch of Class limousine, and we'll announce that later in the show. What else do we want to talk about? By the way, if you want to know who that is now, if you are one of the people that entered already, then you can go to my Facebook page, which is Market Numeral 4 Caster, and the answer is already there, but we'll announce it coming up in a few minutes. Later in the show, we're actually going to quote from Aristotle. How many financial shows bring to you Aristotle? But you'll see that that's relevant. And then last week we said that we were going to combine bad hair, investing, and my father's passing. Today is the second anniversary of my dad's passing. We're not going to be morose, but these things all kind of combine together, at least in my mind, and I think you'll see in a moment and agree with me. So I really want to kind of commemorate my dad. He's, you know, a really good guy. So one thing I did, I kind of put myself on the hook by announcing I was going to do this last week. I said I was going to combine, you know, the fact that something about bad hair and investing. And I went out and got a flat top today, or it was Wednesday. And why in the world would I do that? Literally for 2 decades, I think my dad had a flat top. And so, you know, that's my probably earliest memory of him. You know, he had one when he was in Korea in the Navy. He had one when he got married. He had one when I was a small boy. And so anyway, that's the way I remember him. And I am really getting thin on top. So, you know, it was either do it now or kind of pass on that, something that I always meant to do. So in a moment, you'll see why that's relevant. So for the past month or so, we've been promoting a seminar. It was last night, so I'd like to congratulate our new client. You know, literally, she changed her future. Think about this. So, you know, one of the things we teach on the show and then what I teach in my profession is how to predict market turns. So some of those are very small turns. Last week, I talked about and made the trade in less than 24 hours, made 63%. You know, there's people, professionals, who would aspire to do that in 5 years. And by knowing where the turn is and then knowing what to do about it, you can literally make those kind of returns. What was it? In June, I had 9 trades. 7 of them were profitable. 2 of them had triple-digit returns. So 63% might sound, you know, fantastic or something, but it's not. When you learn how to do options, there's, you know, you can do extraordinarily well. What I don't start my new clients out, you know, just throwing them into something that's kind of advanced like that. Once we've got to do little steps. One is to learn where the turns are. Second, then we have to get comfortable placing trades. And I showed people last night, it's literally as simple as ordering a shirt online. You know, you just enter a few numbers, a few letters, tell the market you want to buy, and it buys. So it's really a simple process, but once people get used to managing the risk there and we make some money and we're trading with other people's money, then we feel comfortable going forward and doing some of the more advanced stuff. The nice thing about options, too, is, yes, the gains are fantastic, but you can never lose more than you put in. So people hear some of these horror stories about investing where people lost, you know, their house or something. Well, those people are trading on margin. So that's not something you can even do in options. If you put $500 in, the most you can lose is $500. And it's probably $500, the way we do it at least, that you made off somebody else. So, you know, we're always taking just very small calculated risks. Some of the things that we learned last night is that there's universal patterns. This is what allows people to target, this is what allows people to target trends in you know, finance. I've mentioned before my relationship with Stephen Anderson, and he used to run one of the Federal Reserve Banks. They ran the one in Chicago. You know, he went to Harvard and he went to University of Chicago, got an economics degree, and then so with that, I mean, he's running the country. The economic policy is created by these guys, running the country off of what he's learned there. But he said you need what I just described as technical analysis. There is a natural ebb and flow, and those things are predictable. So they use things that project way out in the future, you know, 2 years, 6 years. And we use things that say, ooh, the market is about to turn or just turned, and then I teach people what to do about it. Part of trading, though, is natural setbacks, and nobody gets it right all the time. For example, I said in June, I had seven of the nine trades were successful. That means two of them weren't. It's a natural process to have setbacks, and that's kind of what I wish my dad understood. Sociologists say 10% of any large group is experiencing chaos. So there's, you know, it's sometimes that success that leads to the setback. Not always, but in markets, sometimes people get, they have so much success and they get sloppy. Some people, you've heard the saying, it worked so well that we stopped doing it. Well, that's kind of an example of that. And I don't know. So I went, think about my hair, for example. I think it's bad. It's surprising to me. I walk into a room of people that I know, and one of the ladies actually thought it was an improvement. So who knows? But regardless of whether it's good or bad, then it's still, it grows back. You know, 3 months from now, you know, you'll never even know. So, and it's the same thing, I think, with the pain in people's lives. In my dad's case, it was a car accident that led to a lot of pain. And literally, you know, the report is he fell asleep while driving, and it was horrible. It was head-on collision. You know, both he and my mom were incapacitated for a while. Neither could walk, broken ribs, which are extraordinarily painful. You know, I think in my dad's case, it scared him because he's always been afraid of nursing homes and never wanted to go that route. And so, you know, folks, he ended up, how do I politely say it in case kids are living, you know, or listening? He contributed to his own demise, might be the polite way. And I'd just like to say, you know, make a shout out to the people who are in a lot of pain right now, whether it's emotional or physical or something. You know, you've heard the saying, this too shall pass. You know, always no, but a lot of times there's, it's a temporary setback. So it's the same thing in markets. We move forward. Is life always grand? No. We move forward, and then there's natural things that happen. Whether it's the kids getting sick or bankruptcy or divorce or a car accident in my dad's case, you know, there's things that happen. And the good news is, in the case of markets, a lot of times, so if you're starting at one, you move forward, that's your whole first wave. Then you fall backwards, and that's a correction. Well, that's part of life, right? The good news is the third wave, the wave that comes after that, is always the longest, strongest every single time. So if you go back, you know, back to finance, if you go back to charts and look at a long enough time period, you'll see a move that is the one that's rocking and rolling. And it can be up and it can be down. But that's the third wave. So think about your own life. You know, you've moved forward. You received an education. You've, you know, had progress in school and in health, you've gotten stronger. And you know, in business, you've succeeded and moved forward. So the thing is that is life. So we get sometimes myopic to the pain that we're experiencing, and it feels like it's going to go on forever, and it's just not true. You know, we're lying to ourselves. And in the fourth segment, we're going to talk about one of the most important principles of wisdom, and that's awesome respect for the truth. So I wish my dad understood this principle a little bit better. I sure hope that some of you who are dealing with some despair just understand that it's probably temporary. For the most part, it's going to be. So folks, stick around. We're going to have a lot of good stuff. We're going to hear from our financial planner in just a minute. He's got some good things. Be right back.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs big and small on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us, 303-548-9953, 303-548-9953.
You've heard the testimonials on this show. Ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Jamelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Investing in You. You're listening to Eric Jamelli, host, and Christopher Smith is along with us. And we have Les Madsen on the phone. Les is the financial planner of the show. And I think we're really fortunate in some of the guests and sponsors that we have. A couple weeks ago, we had the author of The Harbinger call in from New York. He wrote the best New York Times best-selling book, as I said, The Harbinger. And what a sweet man. He sent me and the engineer signed copies. So really appreciate that. But also Les Madsen is here, and you've heard his name many times. We've talked about him. You've heard his promotions. And I even put a shout out to him on Facebook recently. So Les, thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning, Eric. Pleasure to be here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I know you had a busy morning and appreciate you carving out a few minutes. I wanted to grab you particularly because, you know, the collapse of Detroit has been in the news, and of course it's been, you know, in process for decades. You know, but I think there's a financial aspect that we want to focus on, and that's some of the things that, you know, you look at a municipal bond and you think, well, you know, they would never default. You know, they can't just not pay me, right? So what does it mean to people that Detroit, you know, if you're a bondholder and you essentially loan money to the city of Detroit, what does that mean to bondholders if they are granted a bankruptcy?
Well, that, you know, that's a really big question, Eric, and I think one of the things that you just hit on there was that it has been in the process, or, you know, in the process of happening now for decades. And one of the things that I look at for retirement planning, most specifically, is, you know, in the past it was that people retired when they were 65. They would draw Social Security. They would move their portfolios from equities to something very conservative, such as bonds, and then they would just live out their retirement based on that. And I think some of the problems inherent right now with that type of a strategy on a very high level is that there is no longer a lot of the security that we have looked for, you know, in some of those markets. So for someone who is all in municipal bonds, I think someone needs to look at their total portfolio, look at Detroit, understand that some of the obligations that Detroit has, such as, you know, the long-term obligations, such as pension and health insurance for retired workers, becomes unsustainable after a period of time. And I think we see a lot of that happening in California. Certainly had some financial problems. Detroit, obviously, as you had mentioned, is definitely in the middle of financial problems.
Illinois, I think, probably maybe in a close second.
Probably not too far behind. And so it becomes necessary that when you turn 65 and retire, to understand that portfolio needs to last you. You know, there was a time when you retired at 65 and you only needed to draw a pension until age 68, age 70, because that was life expectancy. And today that is just not the case. People are living to be 85, 90. And I think a lot of the municipalities, state, federal, government are having a hard time keeping up with, you know, some of those obligations that they anticipated would go on for 4 or 5 years per recipient, and now are going on for much longer than that. So I think it's just important that people have an opportunity to, you know, kind of recognize some of the trends that are happening out there, and just reevaluate their portfolios and just make sure they're not overly exposed to one particular sector of the market is all.
One thing I think people may not understand is they might have a mutual fund and they think, oh, it's just, you know, they've got professional managers out there buying stocks. Well, isn't it true that there's, you know, mutual funds that are blended, that they consist of both bonds and stocks?
Sure, and that's a real common misperception. I think people will buy into, invest in a mutual fund thinking that it's all just one category. And the reality is they do tend to be fairly blended. So even if someone has half of their portfolio in a mutual fund and half of their portfolio in bonds, if they really dissected the portfolio, what they may find is they have a very heavy exposure in bonds because the mutual fund may be made up of something that, quite frankly, they're just not aware of.
You know, so when I think of financial planners, I think of maybe, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you guys creating structures, but I also think that part of your job is helping people make sure or at least try to make sure their money doesn't run out. And as you just said, we used to think, you would try to fund 5 years of retirement. Now it's 20 or 25 years of retirement. So it's kind of a big task. So if people have, say, $1,000 a month coming in from Social Security, maybe they bought an annuity, you know, and that's funding $1,000. But then they've got the other stuff that's going out there that really makes the difference between being comfortable and really kind of having to watch every penny. You know, is that something that you do? Did I get that right?
There's certain parts of retirement income that we like to think of as guaranteed, such as Social Security, annuity payments, and those things can be guaranteed for a lifetime. You just have to believe in Social Security being there, the annuity company being there to provide that income stream. But the extra money that we really try and grow and keep up with inflation, again, we go back to some of the fallacies of I'm going to invest in bonds and that will provide me an income stream. And the reality is bonds, they do also carry some inherent risk to them, you know, from a default standpoint, as we're learning in Detroit. Also from an inflation standpoint, Eric. And what I mean by that is we have an inflation number out there that will run, and let's just say between 2 and 4%. The real inflation number, that's based on taking gas and food out of the inflation numbers. So if you actually adjust those numbers back in, we're at an inflation rate of a little over 10%. And so you need to have something that's going to continue to grow, that's going to be secure. And I think more importantly than anything else, people can no longer afford to be just passive investors in the marketplace. I think they have to be educated consumers and be able to take a broader look at the markets and what is happening in our economy and in our society to kind of follow some of those trends.
I think you're right. You know, it's easy to be passive about things that we don't understand or, you know, not want to take the time to learn. And certainly, you know, novices won't become experts, but I think they can take an interest and learn some basics. So we were talking about reviewing portfolios. Is that a service you provide for people?
Absolutely. I would be more than happy, yet certainly at no charge, to sit down and review portfolios. And if people are doing a great job in their portfolio management, I would absolutely tell them that. But if there are areas that I think could be improved on, I can certainly make suggestions that hopefully would, you know, help people keep up with those inflation numbers and keep themselves positioned what I would like to think a little bit more appropriately in the marketplace. So,
well, and then you do structure type things too. So if maybe their assets are okay, but if they're held in an inefficient way, then you might be able to cut the tax bill a little bit or be able to pass more on to heirs more efficiently. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a number of things that can be done too. You know, certainly we want to look at returns, but we also want to consider tax efficiency. I have just gotten done working with some of my mother's estate. She just passed away a little over a month ago. And I was rather amazed at how much money she had sitting in just cash and in fixed annuities that were, you know, doing seriously between 2 and 3%. And while that fit her investment style at her age, it certainly was not keeping up with inflation. And it caused some real lifestyle kind of issues for them. They said they could not afford to do certain things. And the reality is, with a little more proper adjustment and allocation, they certainly could have bumped up the returns a little bit and had a little bit different lifestyle in their retirement.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference it makes. Your number is going to be given out, you know, during your promotions, but in case somebody's listening now and wants to find out how to reach you, what's the best way?
Well, there's two ways. You can certainly go to my website, which is www.premierfsg.com, and that's P-R-E-M-I-E-R, and then F is in financial, S is in service, and G is in group. Or they can call me at 303-843-6211, and I'd be happy to talk to people and certainly get together with them and do a portfolio review for them if they think that's appropriate.
Okay, well, that's a nice offer. Sure, appreciate it. And you said there wasn't a cost for that either, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. Appreciate you, you know, doing that for our listeners.
Absolutely.
You know, Les, you're always a wealth of knowledge. Would love to have you. You came in the studio once. Love to see if we could set that up coming up here. You know, how's your schedule? Will you be able to make time?
Absolutely, we'd be able to make time for you in the next couple of weeks, and I would certainly look forward to that.
Okay, we'll talk off air, but everybody, you'll be able to, you know, plan ahead a little bit, and in the next couple of weeks, look forward to hearing from Les and maybe even call in with some questions. So, and then if you do have questions that you want to call in for Chris or I, then that number is 303-485-2152. That's our call-in number. And excuse me, we're taking calls in the next segment. So go ahead and stick around. We'll be right back.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, dot com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs big and small on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Welcome back to Investing in You. In the last segment, we just had Les Mattson, one of the show sponsors, on, and we sure appreciate him. And you know, radio is a good way to reach a lot of people. So, you know, if you'd like to reach most of the front range, then maybe you'd consider joining our advertising and support team here. Let's see. So we wanted to continue talking about Detroit a little bit. So Les was talking about the financial impact of having a shock to your portfolio like that when maybe you're holding some bonds and the bondholder declares bankruptcy and the payout, you know, could end up being restricted. You know, but it's not just an isolated thing. If you think back to last Friday, maybe you want to go to, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, because I announced, I relayed to you a bunch of conversation that I had with my mentor, a guy that, you know, has literally made $1 billion in a year. So, you know, he doesn't want the notoriety of Warren Buffett, but he's of that caliber. And he, you know, so we announced through him that, he's expecting a major crash. The way he would set it up is we'll probably have a trial crash, just, you know, 1,000, 2,000 points, new highs, but then game on and something really big. So in his mind, this really thing that might look isolated to people, you know, 60 years, maybe 50 years of mismanagement in Detroit, is happening. You know, it's just not as known, for example. And here's the crazy thing is these patterns that we're always talking about point to things that maybe aren't in the news yet. 7 months before Greece had their financial collapse, before it became public, well, it was building, right, for years. Well, I put out to my readers on my newsletter that I expected a turn at a certain point, and the Dow did turn right there, turned within 17 points of where I predicted. But it the news that was tied to it was the whole Greece thing. So, you know, it became, the problems in Greece became public, and that's the way it works. So, you know, now we're seeing that Detroit's got problems. We all, it's already in the news that California's got huge economic issues, Illinois does. You know, these are massive states that you can't just take out of the financial equation in our country and not have an impact. So there's things happening below the surface that you can't necessarily see, but that doesn't mean that it's not, you know, happening. If you think, have you ever seen that ad? Chris, have you seen that ad for hepatitis C where the guy's face is all beat up, it's black and blue?
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome.
It's a little gruesome, yeah. Right. I could do with, but what it does is it makes a visual impact. And the whole point of that ad is to say, if the damage being done, what is hepatitis B on your liver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, wait, is it kidneys? So if the damage being done to your liver was being done to your face, you would do something about it. Well, here's the thing is there's going to be damage done to your financial portfolio. And really the time to act in this sort of thing is before, before system shutdown. So, you know, when you heard on the introduction at the beginning of the show, you know, I predicted the market crash of September 11th in writing in my newspaper column. You know, my mentor Doc, here's a billionaire. He got that way by predicting markets. He was a floor trader at the S&P. Well, you know, when the two of us agree that there's major financial upheaval coming, it's probably time to think about it and do something. So, you know, it's a little bit like the wake-up call from your doctor saying, guess what, the test came back positive. So, and it's not necessarily bad news that the market's falling. Earlier we were talking about market corrections. Well, corrections, you know, we've talked also in the past about the kid that I mentor. You know, getting arrested is a bad event, but it's also a wake-up call. When you have financial, you know, how did Detroit get $18 billion into debt? Financial irresponsibility is part of it. It, you know, these things are complicated, so it's maybe not the only thing, but just like personal finance is complicated, people have individual setbacks, but these things can be planned for, right? So 95% of the country is anemic, you know, if we go back to our health analogy, you know, and it needs reviving. We talked a little bit about some of these things last night, and Les just mentioned it. It was, you know, he talked about inflation being 10%. Do you remember the Rule 72, Chris? Do you remember mm-hmm. How often inflation's doubling at 10% then?
Not off the top of my head, no. But I do know the Rule 72.
So you divide the inflation or interest rate into 72,
mm-hmm.
and that's how long it takes for your money to double if you're getting compound interest.
Right.
But if your inflation is growing at 10%, then about every 7 years, you need twice as much to live. So if you think back to when, you know, when some of us were kids, stamps were a dime, and mm-hmm. I think they're 46 cents now. I kind of forget what those forever stamps are going for, but, you know, that's 400% increase. So would you ever have anticipated when you were a kid paying a dime for, you know, to mail a letter that, oh, my gosh, in the future I'm going to need, you know, 450% more?
Right. No,
you
know, not at all.
You wouldn't. And I've talked before about, I think, my parents' house. They bought it for $19,000, sold it for $320,000. So some of that's appreciation. You know, it was a good investment for them. But some of it was just the cost of inflation, you know, gas. I looked it up once. Gas in like 2007 was $1.57, and you know now what did you pay to fill up now? You know, close to $2 more. So call it $3.45 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 gallons of gas used to be $157. Now it's $345. So you know, more than double. Anyway, so people have to plan for that, and I think that's what Les was hinting at. You know, people have a poor savings rate. Now we're having poor returns. And, you know, he said off the air to us that people kind of need to become educated about investing in finance, you know, at least a little bit to understand some of these things. So one of the things, you know, I'll give myself a plug. If you go to my website, I have a free tutorial there, and you'll learn more about those patterns, and it does help people catch up. So go to market4caster.com, and I think it says tutorial. I don't pay enough attention to my own website, but anyway, on there is a tab that talks about that. And I was thinking, I'm going to change subjects, Chris, unless you had something you wanted to tag on to, you know, just the problems in Detroit, you know, or anything we were just going over.
I was reading an article about that this morning, and I'm more interested in the social impact of this collapse and what bankruptcy actually means for a city. I mean, we all have a general idea of what bankruptcy means, but what about all the people in that city? $18 billion in debt, that's pretty substantial.
And it means services get limited. I did read it in an article that was taking an hour to get an ambulance to your house. The police wouldn't show up maybe ever, or
right.
if they did, it
well,
was...
Well, they probably wouldn't in the first place. But
you know, they're understaffed in most places. So sometimes, you know... When you look at governing policy, you think, well, we want to be nice to as many people as we can. Well, some of that isn't fiscally possible. You can't just spend into debt forever because you pay the piper eventually. People who loan the money want to be paid back.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's probably pretty obvious which, you know, political parties try to spend less, although they both spend too much, in my opinion, but... it can't go on forever. And why don't we just, you know, it is a warning sign for the country. Because as we talked about with Les, California's got significant problems. Illinois's mm-hmm. got significant problems. People are leaving Chicago because, you know, their solution is just to tax the property more. And they're like, we can't pay it. And we have other alternatives. So they're interested in going to states like Florida and Texas where tax rates are, you know, are better.
Right. And as you and Les had mentioned in the last segment, this is no surprise. I mean, Detroit has been economically on fire for decades, whether it be political corruption or bad fiscal policy, maybe too much socialism. Who knows? We got into that a little bit last week. It was certainly no surprise. And looking at political and economic behavior of this country, it is kind of a harbinger of things that may be coming. I do believe we still have time to turn around.
Well, Rabbi Kahn made that same hopeful suggestion that there might be time to, you know, but we have to turn from our ways, is the way he said it. You can't go on the path that's creating the problem and, you know, just crush fingers and hope. You know, the country owes $17 trillion. That's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, we're coming up on our fourth segment. It's actually one of my favorites. We're going to tie all these ideas together. So, and we're going to announce the winner to our contest. So stick around.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953. Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211.
You run a good business but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Investing in You. Chris, do you want to share your quote that you just gave me?
Oh, the Henry Ford quote?
Yeah, so in the last segment, if you're just tuning in, we were just talking about Detroit being a foreshadow for the country, you know, and some of the ways that they got there. So, Chris, go ahead. What did Henry Ford say?
Henry Ford said something along the lines of, any man who believes that he can be happy and prosperous by letting the government take care of him had better take a closer look at the American Indian.
Yeah, poignant, you know. So, and then tying all that together, my mentor, one of the top forecasters probably in the world, certainly in this country, you know, said that we've got some big economic troubles coming this way. So, you know, it's just something to prepare for, and it's not necessarily negative because you actually make more as a trader in a falling market.
So, and it won't be permanent. That's the nice thing about markets is they go up, they go down, they go up again.
I'm kind of expecting the high of our lifetime. So, you know, this, look at Japan, they fell for 22 years, and that's fairly typical of what's called a Kondratiev wave. Kondratiev waves are about 19-year cycles. So if it falls, a fall rally fall would be a 19-year down, 19 years up, and another 19 years down. That's a long cycle. And then that's the climbing point. That's when it starts coming out of the hole if we still survive. So, folks, it's, like I said, not necessarily bad because even in a falling market, you actually make your best money. So it's not that the world's coming to an end. We still go on. It's just going to be more challenges. And it takes more experience. And that's actually, if I ever insist, you know, if I ever sound too insistent, oh, please come to my seminar, it's because I want you to survive. I teach people the basics of this stuff in the seminars. And, you know, when do you want to learn to sail a ship? Do you want to do it in the middle of a storm, or do you want to do it in calm waters and get your skills set down so then when things are happening fast, you know, that you don't capsize? So, well, in this segment, we wanted to announce the winner of our contest here at KRCN. We've been running a weekly contest, so if you haven't signed up for it, it's not too late to enter. Just go to the station website, 1060thebiz.com, and sign up. There's a sign up little form, applet, maybe. Is that what the right term is, Mr. Technology?
That is.
So in the top left corner, anyway, so you can, you know, sign up for the contest. And our winner this week is Michelle Bretzky. And Michelle, if I butchered your name, I apologize. We'll notify you by email. But you won a $100 gift certificate to a Touch of Class limousine. And then next week, we're going to have two tickets to Elitch Gardens. So, you know, go ahead, sign up. And even if you're one of the past entrants, then, you know, you're still in the running. So that might be worth your time. I think I've seen some of the things that are there. Last week, we gave away a $50 gift certificate to, what was the brewery in Boulder? Darn it. Fate Brewery. So my apologies, guys. But that's and we have more of those to come too. So you might, if you're a beer drinker, then you might enjoy that. So I wanted to get back to our favorite subject here. Believe it or not, is wisdom, I think. You know, but it's indirectly an ongoing tribute to my dad. And that's, if you missed the first segment, my dad passed away 2 years ago today. So kind of just memorializing him. He really was one of the people that make a difference in the lives of people that is around him. For 25 years, he ran the sound system at the church, you know, that he attended. And, you know, the show just doesn't go on without your PA system working. So anyway, you know, he ran, we're Italian, right? Gemelli, it's an Italian name. So he pretty much ran the kitchen at that church too. And whenever there's, you know, a wedding or something going on, he managed to get his hands in there and just donate some time. So we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, wisdom. So this is all based off of a quote by King Solomon, and we're going to get to Aristotle here in a minute too. But Aristotle said, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars. And I believe I found the seven pillars of wisdom. Knowledge is one of those. You know, and think about how you can, you know, the difference knowledge makes, and Les, you know, commented on that too. Would you keep the sunshades up in your car while you're driving? Well, of course not. No, you need future vision. So when you have the opportunity to learn, acquire knowledge on how to forecast markets, you know, that's probably a good thing. You know, driving around blind is bad. Maybe living blind is bad. In fact, you know, going back to Detroit, Chris, wouldn't you say, as a metaphor, blindness was part of what led to that?
I'm more interested in what caused the blindness.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
But still, they had bad decision making, and it was because they couldn't see. They weren't connected
to down the road, or lack of caring what happens down the road. I mean, a lot of these decisions were made by fund managers, politicians, who did they really care what would happen 20 years down the road when they were living fat on the hog? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they probably cared in the abstract, but not in enough to motivate a responsible decision.
Right.
So that kind of ties in. That was beautiful. You gave me a great segue into Aristotle. This is Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics. So it's the speech he gave at Nicomachean. And he is quoting Hesiod here, but it's he included in his speech. He said, he who cannot see the truth for himself, nor upon hearing it from another, stored away in his mind, that man is utterly useless. And that might be what you were just referring to, is the truth is there. I mean, It's a little bit obvious if you just take time to think about it, and if you care enough to respond.
Yeah.
Usually. So we would say knowledge is critical in making wise decisions. So that's the third pillar. What allows us to listen to advice to get more knowledge? And I think that character trait is humility. Is that fair?
I would agree, yeah.
So, you know, that ties in. And I guess my mind is still on Detroit. I don't know if we can even answer the question, but I bet that wasn't a humble choice saying, hey, we're on top, we'll just spend more.
Right.
You know, they were the top city. They had 1.8 million people. What was it, in the 60s, 1960? And the one of the best standards of living in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that type of success often leads to overspending and future problems. And I think that's also what we're seeing in our country. So you have to listen to people. You have to have the humility to listen to people. And then The first pillar is awesome respect for the truth. And you commented last week that these all tie together. So, you know, if you listen, if you have awesome respect for the truth, you might be more willing to be open-minded and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're open-minded and listen, then you might learn and acquire knowledge.
But in order to even get there, you have to have humility.
Right. I think it's fundamental. That's why I keep harping on it. You know, what? How long have we been doing this? Two months or more to get to just this point. The third one is understanding, and I suppose we could get back to investing with this because, so if you acquire some knowledge, and, so let me do a pet peeve. What is it called? Modern portfolio theory is the two basic tenets are buy and hold, and diversify. Well, that was created during a very boom period of our economy. So when you get into a choppy cycle like we've been since 01, then it doesn't play out anymore. So the last pillar is understanding. We'll develop that some more. But once you acquire enough knowledge, you might have enough understanding then to go take action on that knowledge. And that relates to investing. There's people that shouldn't be investing because they don't have enough knowledge. They certainly don't even have understanding. So, well, folks, we're down to just our last seconds. Do you have a final thought, Chris?
Occam's razor.
What is that?
All things being equal, the best answer is usually the simplest one.
All right, folks.
That's the truth.
Well, look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.